T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, as we continue to honor those who've sacrificed for our freedoms, we're not alone. I recently spoke with country music megastar and USO Tour veteran Trace Adkins. And as you're about to hear, his appreciation for our military, veterans, and first responders is way more than just lyrics to a song. Welcome to the show, Trace. Really glad to have you, man.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
One of the most interesting things I read about you was that before even football, you'd considered the military. What branch?
Yeah, Marine Corps. When I was a senior in high school, I had a recruiter come by, and I still remember his name was Penny Greggs, and all he came in was dressed blues. He was 6'5", and barrel-chested, just carried himself, straight as an arrow, and it was just, he was a great recruiter, and so by the end of my senior year high school, I was already set up to go take a placement exam and everything for the Marine Corps, but then I was recruited at Louisiana Tech to play ball, and so I made that decision to go play ball. So yeah, but that I did consider it.
Well, you've certainly done quite a lot, and we thank you for everything that you have done, because I know as a veteran, I've talked to countless of my buddies that have seen you or been around you on your USO tours, and you made almost another career out of meeting with the troops and the injured families, even the Gold Star families, the injured veterans with the Wounded Warrior Project. Tell me about one unforgettable experience on one of your dozen USO tours.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been afforded opportunities to do things that civilians just don't get to do. I've landed on the deck of an aircraft carrier, did the cat shot off the deck of an aircraft carrier, and been to, forward operating bases in combat zones. And so it's, there are so many different, every time I've done a USO tour, there's been something that's just absolutely unforgettable. So as many as I've done, that's how many unforgettable memories I have, I promise you.
Oh, that's awesome. And for all my Army brothers out there listening, I just want to point out that Trace Adkins just said taking off an aircraft carrier was one of the biggest thrills of his life. Thank you very much, Trace. That's where I did my 4 years, and I tell my Army brothers all the time. Nothing like
it. Well, also getting to fire Carl Gustav and any gun, go Army.
Right on. Hey, do they let you wear the cowboy hat on the FOB? I always wondered about that.
I don't even take it. I may take a ball cap, but, I've got my cover.
Sweet. I just wondered about that, because you could see that thing a mile away, man. You could see a cowboy. That'd make you a big old target. You're already a tall guy. So.
Yeah, you don't want to really do that.
Now stick around, because we've got more with country star Trace Adkins and a discussion about this weekend's National Memorial Day concert when CBS Eye on Veterans returns. Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Now this Memorial Day weekend, myself and everyone at ConnectingVets.com honors American service members who have given their lives for our freedom. And all across the country, millions of others are paying tribute too.
Among them are the dozens of musicians, actors, and entertainers that are part of an annual tradition that is the PBS National Memorial Day Concert. Although coronavirus restrictions limit our ability to get together on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., it didn't stop the show. And earlier this week, I had a chance to talk with one of the show's biggest musical guests, military supporter, USO tour veteran, and country star, Trace Adkins. Everybody's going out tonight, but I got something else on my mind. I also read somewhere that one of your first USO tours, afterward, they may have used one of your autographs as a weapon. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I did sign a bomb. I don't know if they used it or not. Perhaps, I don't know. So I've been, and, you know, somebody asked me to do it. So.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think all musicians should sign little love notes on some of that ordinance, and we can send it to the Taliban with love. Boom. All right. What else did I want to get to? Vets embrace your music so much. And one I kind of wanted to know about is still a soldier.
He's got a corner lot on Dogwood Drive. A year old truck and a 9-to-5 comes home at night to a pretty wife. With a
is that inspired by a specific veteran you know?
No, not a specific one. It just reminds me of so many of those guys that I've had an opportunity to work with and associate with, you know, through my work with veterans organizations over the years. And all those guys are like that. You know, it says in the song, you know, if they called, he'd get back on the plane. And that's what they're all like. I mean, even the ones that are severely injured, they go back, you know, if given the opportunity. And it's just, it's so inspiring. That's been one of the coolest things that I've had a chance to do in my career is work I've done with vets, and it's just humbling, very humbling. People ask me why I do so much work with veterans organizations. My answer is very simple. If you have an opportunity to associate with heroes, you should do that, because you'll be better for it.
Very cool. And someone else once told me about an experience you'd had where a fan came to you at one of the USO shows and had one of the lyrics to your song tattooed on his arm. Do you recall what song that was?
Yeah. Came here to live, didn't come here to die. Yeah, came here to live on one forearm and didn't come here to die on the other forearm.
And he said, son, you came here to live. Didn't come here to die. Sunday morning, I got.
It was just one of those moments where I just stood there dumbfounded. I didn't even know what to say. It was just an incredible experience. A young man that just came up to me at one of my USO shows overseas, and I'll never forget it.
So cool. So cool. And, you know, it's like being part of a tribe. And when you get a chance to get in the tribe, you get a chance to share some things that nobody else gets to see. So I can say, having seen a couple USO shows myself, you know, it's so impressive. And it's so nice to see that the artist up there feels it and bringing us a little bit of a little bit of back home. And you've kind of followed in the footsteps of some big USO entertainers like Bob Hope and Wayne Newton. And I read once that you met Wayne and he offered some interesting advice.
Yeah, that was way back before I had ever done. I was scheduled to go on my first USO tour, Bahrain, actually, before the Iraq War started, and I had a chance to talk to Wayne Newton, and I just asked him, you know, what should I expect? And he just looked at me right in the face, and he said, expect to feel guilty when you come home. And that was all he said, you know. So I was okay, and then when I came home after that first USO tour, I knew exactly what he meant, because you're going to feel like they gave you more than you gave them, because for entertainers out there that have never done a USO tour or never had that experience, I can honestly tell you, you anything you'll ever do. It is the most appreciative audience that you'll ever play for. And if you've never had the chance to do it, then you're missing out. And before you hang up your spurs, you ought to really try to do it one time, because it is an incredibly unique experience.
Amen to that. And I was going to say, does any one individual you've ever met really stand out between all your experiences with, Wounded Warrior Project and the hospital visits and the USO tours?
Well, there are many, for some reason, just then, I thought about these two Marines at Bethesda one time that were going to get me down and cut my ponytail off, and I thought they were really going to do it. they each were missing the lower part of their legs, but I had no doubt that they were going to be able to accomplish that mission had they chose to go ahead and do it. So, yeah, I remember that.
That's awesome, man. And, you don't want to mess with the guy who loses a leg and refers to it as a paper cut. Absolutely love that. That's great. What else is great is the Memorial Day weekend concerts you've been a part of. As I live here in the D.C. area, I've seen it several times. It's going to be special this year. How is it going to be different? And explain to me what y'all are going to do to make it special still.
Well, of course it's going to be different. And for my part, I've already recorded the songs that I'm doing in the program. I flew to D.C. a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a surreal experience. The drive from Dulles into town, it was just apocalyptic. There's nobody on the road. And then I stood on top of a building down there with the Capitol Dome in the background and did my performance. But then I would look down and there was literally nobody there. So it was a strange experience. It was still awe-inspiring, of course, with that backdrop, but very different from years past. I mean, I've done this show a few times, and it's always been, the highlight of my year when I have a chance to do this. And this year, it's going to be no different, because it was a crazy experience. But I feel confident that these folks that put this show on every year are going to put this one together, and it's going to accomplish what they want it to every year, which is to remind people that, there are folks who have sacrificed and paid the price for us to enjoy the freedoms that we have, and just that's what this show is going to do, just hopefully cause people to take a moment and reflect and appreciate and give thanks to those folks who have done that over the years. The show's going to get that done. It's, still a lot of great performances by a lot of incredibly talented people, and I'm just proud to be part of it again.
That's interesting, and you really said it all right there. That trip from Dulles into the city probably alone would take you over an hour, any given time you come to D.C., and to have nobody on the roads like it's been for the last several weeks is eerie. I just was driving around the other day, as a matter of fact, and I don't think I've ever seen 495. I've never seen all lanes open at 2 in the afternoon. And it is kind of spooky. And it reminds us that we're in an experience right now, whether we're deployed or whether we're even home. Everyone's in this like weird, strange time. Do you have any messages or like a message you'd like to share with the veteran community who are kind of trying to get through this, this trying time we're living through?
Well, the veterans know, they already have that fortitude. They're going to be fine, but for the rest of us, this show also this year, what's something that's a little different is the portion of the show is going to be paying tribute to those people on the front line right now, those first responders and those folks that are still going out there every day and doing their gig and taking care of us. Part of the show is going to be dedicated to them too.
More with Trace Adkins when CBS Eye on Veterans returns.
Amazing to think something so small and practically invisible as a virus is able to take down something so big as a country and frankly the world and make us all kind of scared. It's really nice to see you lifting it up and helping us know we get through this and reminding us what the weekend is all about. Before I let you go, let me see one
well, I don't know whether to ask you about the Sam Elliott story, because you guys would be my two favorite. You'd be like the facial hair trifecta for me to meet and hang out and have a beer with. Someone told me to ask you about that.
Well, I'm a huge Sam Elliott fan, have been for years. And when I first started getting into doing voiceover stuff, there was a moment in time there where I read for a couple of things, Dodge Ram and Union Pacific Railroad and a few other things that I read for. And then Sam, of course, you know, got them all. So there was a time there when it was like, if somebody came to me with an opportunity and said, "Hey, I want you to go audition and read for this. You may be the spokesman of this." And I would say, "Well, is Sam reading for it?" He goes, "Well, he is. I'm not even going to bother to go, you know, but I'm not going to get it." So, and I told my manager, I said, "As a matter of fact, if you would gather up all these albums that I've done, put them in a box and ship them out to Sam and tell him if he can learn to sing those songs, I can just stay home, you know." So, you know, he might as well do all the rest of my gig too if he's going to keep stealing all these jobs from me.
Well, I just want you to know you're not the only one. I too have done some voiceover work, and I end up with, a Taco Bell or, Discovery Channel Best in Food cake decorating contests. And I always looked at you two guys and was like, man, how come I don't sound like that? Dang it. If I just sounded like, if I could just drop it down an octave, I'd get some damn work. But that's awesome.
It's an honor to be part of this show every time I've done it. This year, special to me, because I'm getting to do something with Sam Elliott. Even though I'm not in the room with him or on location with him, it's still being a part of something that, I'm just a huge Sam Elliott fan. So that's a cherry on top of the sundae for me this year.
Amen. Amen. From the Dude Abides to Roadhouse. Yeah. I'm right there with you in the fan chair. Love that guy.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. And as we honor the ultimate sacrifice made by so many service members over the years with this Memorial Day weekend, we're going to hear in this last segment a few more words from country star Trace Adkins about the PBS National Memorial Day concert. We'll also hear from the legendary military and veteran supporter, actor Gary Sinise. Right now, we'll pick back up with Trace.
Last question I have. Not political at all, but just curious. Does it freak you out that, like, you're just a Louisiana roughneck and you've been on Celebrity Apprentice with the guy who's now president of the United States, Donald Trump? Do you actually have Donald Trump's phone number? Could you call the man if you absolutely had to?
I don't have his number, but I've got a couple of numbers of somebody that could just poke him on the shoulder and tell him I'm on the phone. So. That's kind of weird, yeah.
Does that freak you out, knowing how humble you grew up?
Absolutely. I mean, that is not lost on me, how crazy that is. I never would have dreamed in a million years that I would end up, having the president's phone number. That's, I would have just thought you were completely insane, turned around and walked away if anybody would have ever suggested that to me.
Well, I'm glad you do, and I'm certainly glad for the work that you do, taking care of the military. You've been a USO tour fan favorite, and you've always been there for them, whether it's the families and the veterans, whether it's the Wounded Warriors, whether it's the Gold Star families. I know when it comes to Memorial Day, you do not forget. The National Memorial Day concert airs on PBS Sunday, May 24th from 8 until 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you don't want to miss your performance. Mr. Trace Adkins, man, really appreciate everything you do, bud.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.